Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of November 2017. Supreme Court has upheld the decision of Punjab and Haryana High Court, wherein the latter had refused to grant anticipatory bail to Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Gaurav Elhan, an accused under Section 7, 8 and 9 of the Prevention of Corruption Act, 1988. Supreme Court has dismissed a petition seeking an explanation from the Centre for the delay in finalising the Memorandum of Procedure, MOP, for appointment of judges to the Supreme Court and High Courts and question in continued appointments even when the MOP had not been finalised. Supreme Court has slammed state governments for their apathy and insensitivity towards the plight of homeless people in the country and appealed to them to show sympathy and compassion by constructing shelter homes for them, for which more than 2,000 crore rupees have been granted by center since 2013. Supreme Court has held that period already undergone by convict while he was in detention, as under trial and as convict, could be treated as jail sentence once awarded to him, and its benefit by way of set-off could be given to him under Section 428 of Code of Criminal Procedure, CRPC. Bombay High Court, while pointing to the lack of implementation of the court's order on repairing potholes and bad roads across the city, has constituted a two-member committee to ensure repair and maintenance of roads in the state. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, IRDAI, has directed and made it mandatory for companies to link Aadhaar and PAN with every individual policy. Allahabad High Court has directed its Registrar General to ensure that in future no part of the High Court premises is permitted to be used for practicing religion or offering prayers or to worship or to carry on any religious activity by any group of persons. Allahabad High Court has ruled that non-speculative business loss can be set off against business income of the assessee under the provisions of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Madras High Court, while rejecting the plea for exemption from quoting Aadhaar number while filing income tax returns, has held that the provisions of Section 139A of the Income Tax Act mandating quoting of Aadhaar number in income tax returns must be strictly followed. Delhi High Court has struck down parts 2, 3, 4, 7 and 8 of the Income Computation and Disclosure Standards, ICDS, and certain connected notifications and circulars issued by the Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, finding that the same is unconstitutional.